Good evening, good morning, wherever you might be, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am thrilled that you're here. Got a little extra music there, Thomas? Ah, thank you. It's Tuesday, March 20th, 2007, about midnight right here on the nose, and I'm glad you guys are here. You're listening, of course, on shortwave. Welcome to you at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, or perhaps you're listening at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Debbie Morrow's on the phone with us, of course, from BerkeyWater.com, which is New Millennium Concepts. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. Well, I always have a good time talking with you. It's always good fun.
Thank you.
Nice to catch up, certainly. And when we left off, we were about to delve into the wonderful world of fluoride.
Yes. I have this really other good book called Health and Nutrition Secrets.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a huge chapter on everything you ever wanted to know or didn't know that you needed to know about fluoride. Because fluoride is a very, very bad thing. And I know that, you know, like, for any new listeners who are just, you know, like, learning about Truth Radio and stuff like that and learning to go outside the box a little bit, I know that most of the world's been programmed to believe that fluoride is something that's good for you and it makes your teeth strong. But all of that is a great deception that was plotted a very long time ago to get rid of industrial waste. And it's really, really bad. It's like if you wanted to make a pot of spaghetti for your family and just take a little pinch of rat poison and put it in the spaghetti sauce because nobody would know it's there. And that's what they do with fluoride. They just think it's okay to put it in the fluoride because nobody will know it's there. And what it's doing is it's lulling us into a state of apathy. It's deadening our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's causing our bones to be brittle. It's causing fluorosis of your teeth. It does so many horrible things. It attacks your thyroid, your bones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just so many things. And again, everybody out there who knows me knows that I'm really not as health conscious as I ought to be. But there are some things that are very simple to take control of in your life. And one of them is do not put fluoride in your body. No matter how much they tell you it's good for you, because it's terrible. So, you can tell I'm passionate about fluoride.
I know you are. You sent me, I think you faxed me, like 100 pages of material on fluoride before. It's an amazing assortment of facts, honestly.
Yeah, because there's so many bad things about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just one thing. It's like,
yeah.
Well, you know, somebody could call up and say, well, why don't I want to use fluoride? And, you know, they want you to say one thing like, well, it's bad for your bones. But it's like hundreds of things are bad about fluoride.
Well, let me ask you this then, so it'll probably be a shorter answer. In this book, is there anything good about fluoride? I mean, anything in terms of saying, well, some fluoride is good at a certain age, or some fluoride is good in this angle, or some fluoride is good for that. Is there anything redeemable about fluoride at all?
No.
Okay.
Not that I can see. In fact, it has a statement
mm-hmm.
that says, fluoride is so toxic, you should supervise children under age 6 while they're brushing their teeth if they're using fluoride toothpaste.
Wow.
Never let them use more than a pea-sized portion of toothpaste, and you shall also be sure that they do not swallow the toothpaste. Then encourage the children to, they're talking about how they put little Barbie things on it and tell them it's good when it's really terrible. I mean, it's so bad, so, so bad. It's so bad that in world news, like just regular news, not, you know, alternative news, but the regular news on TV, they actually had a thing in the news last week, and I don't have that article in front of me anymore, but it even talked about how fluoride is bad for you. And that's such a unusual thing for the world to admit when they're wrong.
It is pretty amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll still do it anyway because people are just apathetic for the most part, I think.
Yeah. Well, one thing I noticed, though, was at the grocery store where I shop, they had, like, these water jugs in the water department, and they were pink, and they had a picture of a baby on it, and it said baby water, you know, to encourage people to buy it for making formula and stuff, and it was fluoridated. And I've noticed they've taken that off the shelf. So I'm hoping that they realized how bad that was, and they quit, you know, doing that, because You know, if you're making baby formula and you're using fluoride water, oh, my God.
I know. That's
so
horrific.
Bad.
I never even thought about that until you told me that. Hang on a second. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. And, of course, Debbie Morrow is with us from New Millennium Concepts, the website, berkeywater.com. Stick around. We're back in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Frankly Speaking Radio continues, and Debbie Moore is joining us on the phone. Welcome, Debbie.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm sorry that I'm coughing once in a while.
Oh, I haven't even noticed.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
I try and cover the phone.
Yeah, you're suppressing it well.
Oh, thank you very much. So do you want to talk about Floyd some more?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you know, in this book here, they have the history of fluoridation and everything, and how they got it approved back in the, you know, like 1944. They, you know, what happened was they wanted to get rid of this toxic waste. And there was a company called, it's the Alcoa Company, which is still around.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mellon family, who owned the Alcoa Company, they had all this toxic waste that they had to pay millions of dollars every year to get rid of, because you weren't even allowed to just, you know, throw it away. You had to, you know, do whatever they do with toxic stuff. And so what they did was Andrew Mellon, who was the founder of Alcoa, he happened to also be the Treasury Secretary of U.S. Public Health Services. And so he and his cohorts figured out a way to convince people that fluoride would be good to put in the water, even though studies and everything said it was bad. But they hired really good, expensive attorneys and, you know, just had this great big propaganda thing to, you know, put poison in the water and tell everybody it was okay. And that's exactly what they did. You know, I mean, if you make it look good and, you know, I mean, you know, you can put frosting on anything and tell people it's a cake, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what they did with fluoride. And they just kept promoting it and promoting it until finally people, you know, quit fighting, just like those poor people in Los Angeles. You know,
mm-hmm.
they've been fighting for years to keep fluoride out of their water.
Mm-hmm.
And now, July 1st, they're getting fluoride put in their water, and they have no choice. And what they're doing is, even if, you know, let's pretend fluoride wasn't as bad as it is,
okay.
they're medicating people. They're medicating us without our permission.
Absolutely.
You know,
well
so,
said.
You know, that's what's so bad. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want somebody medicating me, you know. I have to do a good enough job. No. Are you kidding?
I knew that was coming. No, you're right, though. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's everything gets right back to taking away our, I mean, I'm not that political, but it's taking away our human rights, our Bill of Rights, our human rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're, you know, constantly forcing us to be in a position where we have no choices anymore.
Yeah.
And they're just taken away little by little by little. And
mm-hmm.
this fluoride thing is a huge issue. And people do not realize how important it is to have a sound mind as much as you can.
Absolutely.
And so don't do fluoride. And our PF2 fluoride filters, you know, people call me and they go, well, you know, they're in the bottom tank and they're in the water. Can't you do something better? And you know what? If somebody can invent something better, great. But this is what we have, and this will take the fluoride out, you know? And I know, you know, you have to rinse the fluoride filters out really, really good when you hook them up. And they work great, and they take out most of the fluoride. But, you know, and if we can ever come up with even a better way to do it, we will. But this is what we have now, and this takes out the fluoride. So, because a lot of people ask me, you know, well, why, you know, isn't it incorporated into the main filters? And the thing is, the filters would be way too big. They wouldn't fit in the container, and you would have to change the filters out so much more often.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have the secondary post filter
mm-hmm.
that screws onto the main filter, and they set in the bottom water, the bottom chamber. And, you know, unfortunately, that's the best we can do right now to get that fluoride out, and praise God we can do that.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
What percentage is it getting out?
Greater than 98%.
Oh, wow. That's pretty substantial.
Yeah, because when you have that greater than sign,
yeah.
if the open end is which way, I'm terrible with that. Because it says here, if you have 50 parts per billion,
mm-hmm.
it's greater than 99.75%.
Mm.
You know, so it really, really does take it out. And you can call your water district. For everybody listening, and they go, well, I don't know if they put fluoride in my
yeah.
water. The water districts are proud of the fact that they put water in it, because, unfortunately, those really nice people that work there think that fluoride is good. They do not know they're poisoning people. And so, you know, you can call them and just ask them, you know, can I have the yearly report that you guys send out? Or can you tell me over the phone if you add fluoride to my water? And they'll tell you. And if your fluoride is more than, what is it, 4 parts per million, I think.
Oh, wow.
Then you want to have fluoride taken out, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, because there is some naturally occurring fluoride. Mm-hmm. And if it's just a teeny little part, you know, mm-hmm. then, you know, and you're on a well or whatever, then you're okay.
Yeah. And I think most of us have been so overexposed probably to fluoride that if you're taking out 98% of what you normally get, you're golden in my book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just like everything.
Sure.
You know?
If those filters took out 50% of the fluoride, I'd be thrilled.
Right.
Oh,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, people ask me, well, you know, how come it's made out of aluminum? And you have to realize aluminum is not aluminum.
What is it?
Well, it's a derivative. It's an inert component of it. And it's not, it's like, it won't hurt you. It doesn't even stay in your body. I mean, if you got some of the powder in you, you know, because it was in the bottom water, you just eliminate it through your urine. It doesn't collect or anything like that. So, you know, don't be freaked out, you know. But we list exactly what everything is in our book because we don't have a perfect solution, you know. We don't live in a perfect world where we can do everything perfectly, you know.
Yeah.
But this is what we have. This is what works. And we're not going to do anything that would hurt anybody, mm-hmm. you know. And so, you know, read our literature on it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, don't do fluoride.
Yeah. If people are concerned about it, they could conceivably just get two Berkeys, one with a fluoride filter, and then filter it out of there and into the other one.
Yeah, or you can even buy a Berkey. So you can't do this with the stainless steel ones,
mm-hmm.
but with the Berkey Light, I can sell you an extra container.
Really?
A top container,
yeah.
And they pop together, and you can make it a three-stage one.
Oh, wow.
And put the fluoride filters in the top.
What the hell? Why have we never talked about that?
I don't know.
That's awesome.
I don't know if Jim would. I don't know.
You're like, I can sell him that, but don't tell Jim.
No. Well, I tell customers, you know, that if people ask me, they don't want the fluoride filters in the bottom.
Yeah.
Then I sell them another top tank to the Berkey Light, and they're only $40 for the top tank.
Oh, my. That's great.
And then
great.
You can have the little stems that it come, you know, the black filters have the little stems.
Yeah.
So we just throw in some stems with your PF2 fluoride filters, and you hang the fluoride filters in the top.
Yeah.
And you fill in the water from there. And then it goes into the second chamber where the black filters are, and then that'll take out the aluminum, and then it'll go into the bottom.
There you go.
Yeah, and that works.
Problem
really
solved.
Good.
That's a fantastic idea.
Yep.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yep.
Wow. I'm going to be having to call you this week then.
Now, really?
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm going to use the red food coloring and test my filters out. I'm sure it's been a while. But how do you test the fluoride filters?
You really can't. You can't taste or smell fluoride.
Yeah.
And that's why we tell everybody change them out every 1,000 gallons.
Yeah, I guess you could just, you know, take like a pad of paper or something like they do in the bathrooms when you go into like Walmart or something. They have a list of when they were checked last.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Maybe you could do a check mark every time you fill it to the top or something.
Yeah, what I tell people too is just take a piece of masking tape and stick it on the back of your Berkey and then just put the date that you bought your filters. And then, like, you know, figure out the math. You know, if I do 2 gallons a day, then that's 500 days. Or, you know, every year, just call and get some. Because they're only $55. So for once a year for $55, that's really not bad.
Wow.
You know, and just change them out at least once a year so you don't take a chance. You know?
Yeah,
but they won't dump extra fluoride into your water if you go over. They just won't be as effective.
Oh, okay. All right, hold on a second. Quick break, folks. Back in three. With more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stick around.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Debbie Morrow joining us on the phone. Welcome to the program.
Hi. You for having me.
I always enjoy our conversations. So just offering up some amazing opportunities for people to really make a difference in their health with these additional water filters and everything like that. And again, you know, this is all brand new to me, this idea of the extra tank and whatnot. So hey, well, I would have said get two filters, but apparently this is the way to go.
Well, you can do that if you have the stainless steel one.
Yeah.
Because none of our stainless steel ones nest, like, three high.
Mm-hmm.
They just aren't, they don't fit like that well. And but the Berkey Light does. They snap together. So,
fantastic.
You know, that works out really good
yeah.
if they want to do that. But if not, you know, they can always call me and get a second Berkey without black filters, you know, and just use the PF2s, and, you know, I give them a discount on that. So there are ways to get around having the PF2s in, you know, in your bottom tank if
yeah.
you really are conscious about it,
uh-huh.
you know. And also, something that I do that is not company policy.
Oh, I love statements that start like that.
And there's no test to prove it does anything,
mm-hmm.
but I do it, and I think it works. Is I keep a silver dollar in my bottom tank with my clean water.
Yeah.
You know, and I've told you guys a million times I'm not a perfect housekeeper. And I figure that, you know, I could easily grow bacteria because you're taking out 100% of the chlorine. Mm-hmm. And even though you don't want to eat the chlorine because it's bad for you, you also have to realize that there's nothing that's going to keep bacteria from growing. And unless you live in a completely sterile environment, you know, it's a dark, wet environment, could grow bacteria. And, you know, especially coliform, because coliform multiplies really fast. It's non-toxic, but it grows under your fingernails and everything. And so you just wash out your Berkey, and you could grow stuff, you know. So you just want to make sure you keep it clean. So I keep a silver dollar in the bottom tank because from listening to these programs over the years, I've heard people talk about how the olden days, you know, they would put their silver in their water and then put it on the wagons and go across the prairies and it would keep their water fresh. Sure. And I have really always had very good drinking water and never had a problem with anything growing. So that's another little thing that I do.
I do that also.
Mostly
because, because you suggested it and it's worked out really well for me.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the movie Cinderella Man?
Cinderella Man. What was that about?
Boxing.
You know what? I think I remember my best friend Bob told me it was a great movie when
it
he went to see
movie.
It, but I don't think I ever got around to seeing it.
Well, it's about James Braddock back in the Depression era who, you know, basically makes a comeback, hence the term
Cinderella. I do remember seeing it, and his family was so hungry and everything.
Yes.
It was
fantastic.
A great movie.
It's a great movie, and for those who have not seen it, this gives you an idea. You know, I'm sure some people out there lived through the Depression, but I did not. So it gives you, I think, a pretty amazing picture of what that must have been like. So, you know, for some people, maybe it'll be a reminder, and for others, maybe it'll be an education. But there's a very, very interesting thing in the film that's it's just kind of glossed over. It's not part and parcel to the story at all. And whenever somebody says that silver is, you know, silly or something, I bring this up. There's a scene where they, you know, the trainers have them in the corner during one of the matches, and they pull out a silver dollar out of their water bucket, and they press it against his bleeding ear, and they drop it back in the water.
Really?
It's about 3 seconds. It's nothing special. But, I mean, right then and there, that confirms, you know, obviously all the things that you've been saying and all the things that I've heard about people who did that silver dollar with water and with milk and things like that. So.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. I'll have to watch it again just so I see that part.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Definitely.
Yeah,
it really was,
now that I remember which movie it was.
Mm-hmm.
Before I came on the air tonight, you said that you saw 300.
Oh, yeah.
My son saw it, too, and he came home and said it was a great movie. What was it about? What was great about it?
It's a long story, Deb.
Really?
Yeah.
But you said you were going to talk about it.
I did say I was going to talk about it. Did you want to stay on for that?
Yeah, I want to hear about it for a while.
Well, I've got a couple of stories I need to read.
Okay, go ahead.
Bear with me. Well, we're going to wait till the next break.
Oh, okay. So do we have time to talk about more water?
Yeah, we've got a good 2 minutes.
Did anybody know that during the, whatchamacallit?
Wow.
I lost my part here. Oh, you know, when they were doing the atomic bomb testing and stuff like that, back in the 1943 era, what they did was they had to use huge quantities of fluoride, you know, tons and tons of fluoride to make the atom bomb.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and so what they did was they hired all these different companies all over the United States to make parts of the products that made the atom bomb, and it caused all kinds of toxic chemical problems in the air. Because of the fluoride.
Huh.
Yep.
I had no idea. I've never heard that before.
Yep.
That's amazing stuff. Hang on a second, folks. We're going to take a short break. Back in 3 minutes. Debbie Morrow is with us. BerkeyWater.com is the website. We'll give out the phone number as well when we come back. So stay with us. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This will be an uncertain time for us, my love. I can hear the echo of your voice in my head, singing my love. I can see your face there.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. It's now officially Tuesday morning, and has been, I guess, for about 33 minutes. Debbie Moore on the phone with us. Welcome back.
Hi, I'm right here.
Wonderful. You want to give out your number?
It's toll free 1-888-803-4438.
All righty. And you want to go through a price list for people?
No, that's okay. They can just call me. We have all kinds of really great specials.
Okay.
And you get free stuff with your Berkey. And you can actually, going through the price list would take forever.
Yeah.
So, but there's all kinds of different sizes and descriptions and stuff. So call me tomorrow and we'll go over it.
Okay.
And we'll help support you and your family and, you know, whatever we do to give credit to you in your airtime. And also, we'll be helping people have good, healthy bodies.
That's the important thing.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful. Well, excellent stuff. So as I go through news, you sure you want to stay on?
I don't know. Maybe I ought to go to bed if I'm going to get up in the morning and talk to customers.
Okay. Fair enough.
It would be a bad idea. But it was really great talking to you.
It was
and
wonderful
everybody.
To you
I'm sorry we didn't get to take any calls today.
Yeah. Well,
but we'll do that next time.
Yeah, this is a good chance to kind of just catch up. And I'm glad you're feeling better. You know, obviously, we hope that Judy is too. And we'll be praying for you guys, of course, all of you and your whole family as you requested. So you can count on that.
I appreciate that very, very much. Thank you. And y'all take care.
Debbie, thank you so much. You've been such a great friend and such a, you know, blessed us very much on the air and off always. And I appreciate you. So thank you.
Have a good night, everybody.
You too. Have a wonderful evening. Get some rest and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks.
All right,
good night.
We just love her to death. Debbie Mora, ladies and gentlemen, the website berkeywater.com. It's always good to get an update from her. She's always, always, always doing the research, always looking at things and coming up with more information. I just think that's so wonderful. And, you know, you guys probably don't know this about Debbie. If you know her personally, you know that this is true and you can confirm it. But she goes above and beyond for people. I've never met anybody so generous. She's just an exceptional human being. It's an honor to even know her. Well, so Debbie mentioned about the movie 300. And I had mentioned to you guys that I actually went to go and see it. Now, I'd heard about this movie, I guess, for some time, I don't know, about 6 months ago. I had seen a trailer that they had leaked on the Internet. I was blown away by the whole thing. It's very innovative with what they did. In essence, this is almost an entirely digital film insofar as to say computer-generated imagery, CGI, as they call it. A lot of it was shot up against a blue screen and just sort of edited down. And they were able to do that... Or by doing that, I should say, they were able to keep the cost down on the film, which is really good. Certainly, although, you know, a lot of people might be cheesed off about the fact that they don't have a budget for, you know, hundreds and thousands of extras. And certainly when you're talking about epic battle scenes, these things will inevitably come up. But it's really an incredibly well-done movie for what it is. I will say this. I loved this movie. I thought it was fantastic, and I cannot endorse this any higher to any of you. If you have not seen this, go see it, and we'll describe it, I guess, in the course of these news segments. And I should give this out, too. Maybe you've seen it and you want to comment or whatever. Feel free to do so. We can do some open lines for a little while. Our phone number, folks, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. This one came out today from the Los Angeles Times and says as follows. The Spartan battle epic 300 hung tough at the box office in its second weekend, zooming well past $100 million to become the biggest hit of the year. On the heels of its record-setting debut, the Warner Brothers film grossed another $31.2 million in the U.S. and Canada, according to Sunday's studio estimates. The movie, which had set a March record by grossing $70.9 million in its debut weekend, dropped 56% but stayed far ahead of its competition. Though the audience for 300 has been estimated at 60% male, women are flocking to the film as well. And there's reasons for that, which we'll get into. Overseas, 300 opened in five additional Asian markets, including South Korea, and ranked number one in all 13 foreign territories where it is playing. The film grossed an estimated $15.6 million outside the U.S. and Canada, bringing its total to $24.4 million in those markets. So it's making buku cash, honestly, and... That's pretty amazing. And when they said about it's a March record by grossing $70.9 million, it's, you know, March typically is not the time for big movies to be released. Those are typically Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, you know, sometime in the summer like that. But not typically a whole lot going on in March. But what you saw with this is a whole lot of things come about as a result of this movie being released. And we should talk about some of that, because this is the amazing thing, folks. This movie came out, and it's about the Battle of Thermopylae. It took place in, like, 480 BC or something. We can get some of the specifics of it from these stories. And it involves this group of Spartans, 300 of them, who decide that they're going to go and block a pass. Now, it's not just them, per se. There's Athenian soldiers as well that go with them. But for the most part, it's the Spartans, and they go to... block the Persian army at this tiny little pass at Thermopylae. And, you know, again, by keeping it on a very, very small path, this Persian army of I don't know, 250,000, however many it is. It's quite a bit. Some would say millions and millions, but it's not millions and millions. It's probably hundreds of thousands. But anywho, obviously by keeping it on a narrow path, anybody who's studied strategy will tell you that negates the power of an army's numbers. Because, yeah, they can keep sort of coming in waves and whatnot, but, you know, if the dead bodies pile up, it keeps it down to a minimum. It's really a pretty brilliant strategy, and this is, for the most part, it's a Hollywoodized version, okay? Just like anything else. It's based on a true account with given, like, five or six different sources, you know, throughout history. And presumably, when you're looking at some ancient philosopher and he's writing a historical account, he's going to, of course, embellish and whatnot as well. But this movie came out. People are in a rage. That's why we're talking about it, because this movie is inspiring a lot of angry people. And most of those angry people are in Iran, and they're Democrats as well, because the Democrats are just, you know, they're happy to whine and whatever. But anyway, it's an amazing film, and we'll talk about why. But first, I want to read this to you. This is I guess you could call it an op-ed piece, although it's not portrayed as such, but that's exactly what it is. It's written by Dr. Tooraj Darayi. I'm sure I screwed the name up, but that's okay. He can call me if he has a problem with that. He's out of California State University in Fullerton, and he is an immigrant from Iran. He lives in the United States now, and apparently he saw the film or didn't see the film, and he's extraordinarily pissed off about it, as are most of the Iranian people. And there's always been all these different angry things coming out all over the place about this film, and it's really spectacular. I love it when something makes people angry like this, on par with what we're talking about here. Everybody is going to, when you take a great film, I'll give you an example, The Patriot. A lot of people saw The Patriot. A lot of people loved The Patriot. I thought it was pretty good. I didn't think it was fantastic, but I thought it was good. Elements of it were fantastic, but I thought, you know, the ending was kind of lame. Anyway, when you look at a movie like The Patriot, there are, and if you have not seen this recently, watch The Patriot again, and then think to all the different sort of one-liners that President Bush has thrown out as of late. It's all been quotes from that movie. Stay the course, and this and this and this. It's always been that stuff. So, obviously, when you look at a movie that has an impact or that moves you, people are going to try to politicize it, whatever it may be. Whatever the movie is, okay? And then the new anti-Hillary ad put out reflects the film 19 or the night. Well, it's very reminiscent of the 1984 television commercial that Apple had put out. You may know what I'm talking about, but that's a different topic, different story altogether. What I'm saying is that everybody who's trying to sway the public is going to embrace something that the public embraces. And if the public despises it, if they're trying to get on the side of the public, they will also despise it publicly. So you're going to see a lot of people come out about this film. And that's why it's so significant, because of all the different people who are going to either slam this film or they're going to lift up this film. And like I said, I feel about it completely differently than almost all these people do, and we'll sort of comment on that. But here goes this story, and you can find this at payvand.com, which is out of Iran, came out on the 19th. Says Dr. Darayi. What do you get when you take all the misfits that inhabit the collective psyche of the white American establishment and put them together in the form of a cartoonish invading army from the east coming to take away your freedom? Then add a horde of black people, deformed humans who are the quintessential opposite of the fashion journal images, a bunch of veiled towel heads who remind us of Iraqi insurgents, a group of black cloaked ninja-esque warriors who look like Taliban trainees, and men and women with body and facial piercings who are either angry, irrational, or sexually deviant. All this, headed by a homosexual King Xerxes who leads this motley, but vast group of slaves known as the Persian army against the 300 handsomely sculpted men of Sparta, who appear to have been going to an L.A. gym devotedly, who fight for freedom and their way of life, and who at times look like the Marine Corps advertisements on television. You get the movie 300. So right off the bat, you can tell where this guy's at. He's upset. He's angry. He's insulted. A lot of people in Iran are by this movie. Go figure, right? It's a stinking movie, people. I mean, come on. It's amazing to me how many people get so outraged about things. It's all it is. It's like anything else. Maybe you don't like Howard Stern, but don't listen. Maybe you don't like this movie. Don't watch it. But see, here you've got a situation where this doctor here, He is so outraged by this film that he went, of course, and paid money, and he's somewhat responsible for giving them one of their record box office weekends, so that way he could write this article and pan the movie. Now, as you can see, he's upset about some things. Let's go through it point by point. The Persian army is misfit, is a collection of misfits that contain, let's see, black people, deformed humans, veiled towel heads who look like Iraqi insurgents, and ninja-esque warriors who look like the Taliban, men and women with piercings who are angry, irrational, or sexually deviant. So here's what that's all about. Okay, you've got this. The whole thing is stylized. The film is stylized. I don't think anybody really thinks that, you know, oh, they went back in time with the camera and they filmed this whole movie. No, obviously not. So he's upset because the Persians, or the Iranians of old, are portrayed in a way that he's unhappy with, which obviously some of it is ridiculous. Okay, they've got like this these mutants and these, you know, it looks like a sideshow. But again, those are not the majority of the people. The majority of people look just fine. He calls them Taliban-esque ninja warriors, who are basically Asian warriors that have like the little, I don't know, I guess you could call it like a Chinese dragon sort of mask, which I don't see how that looks Taliban at all. To me, it doesn't look like the Taliban. And then he talks about veiled towel heads, who remind us of Iraqi insurgents. When I saw that, I didn't think of Iraqi insurgents myself. And then, again, black people are not offensive to me. But he says this: if you get all the misfits that inhabit the collective psyche of the white American establishment, put them together in a cartoonish invading army, you get 300. So the army itself, being a Persian army represented on screen, he's offended by that. He's also offended by all these other things. And he makes the point that the reason why these things are portrayed as enemies is because it fits better into the white American establishment, the psyche of the white American establishment. I wholeheartedly disagree. Because just because this guy might be a racist, and just because other people might be a racist, doesn't mean we all are. Okay? So I just thought I'd make that point for us white Americans who aren't racist. And here's the big thing. This guy goes on, and you'll see the story as I go through it. He goes on and on and on. It's a six-page story. I'm not going to read all of it because it's relatively monotonous. He goes on and on to make the point about how this film is actually a pro-Bush film. I didn't see that. Not at all. Not for one bit. Not even a little bit. Maybe you did, if you saw the film. I did not take away from that that this was a pro-Bush film. And how, you know, anybody can just compare everything to politics is beyond me. Sometimes, you know, again, somebody comes up with a short story. They tell you to read it in school. You read it. The teacher says, what do you think about that? It's about a guy who climbs up a hill. Yeah, but what does it mean? What does a hill symbolize? Well, it's a hill. Sometimes a hill is just a hill, okay? Quit reading everything. Not everything needs to be analyzed. Not everything needs to be compared to everything else. Sometimes a story is just a story. I'm not saying that it is. It very well could be a pro-Bush administration film. And if it is, they did a fine job of it. Because I didn't see it. I didn't think it was glaringly apparent to me, but this guy apparently does. So anyway, let's get back to his comments because they're quite hilarious. He goes on. It is these insinuations in the film that are more troublesome to me as a Persian immigrant to the U.S. than as a historian of antiquity. So he's a historian of antiquity. He doesn't even care about what he deems historical inaccuracies. Although he goes on for like five pages about what he deems to be historically inaccurate elements, but he says that they don't care. He says it's the insinuations in the film, okay, that the Greeks are better than the Persians. And comparing that again to the Persians, which are Iran, and what, the Greeks of today, America? What? Well, he does actually make that point. He says, well, yes, these are our ancestors, and these are the American ancestors. Yep, look at all the Greeks out here in America. anyway, it is pretty amazing, but let's get on to it. But he makes that point right there. Again, it is the insinuations of the film that are more troublesome to me as a Persian immigrant to the U.S. than as a historian of antiquity. Yet, again, he focuses a lot on what he deems historical inaccuracies, but they don't matter because he just said. That's not what he's peeved about, okay? So he goes on. Some passages from the classical authors, and I'm going to butcher these Greek names, Aeschylus, Diodorus, Herodotus, and Plutarch, are split over the movie to give it an authentic flavor. Okay, so right there, four classical authors have all been sourced in order to make this film accurate, but he calls it inaccurate. He says, Aeschylus becomes a major source when the battle with the monstrous human herd of the Persians is narrated in the film. Diodorus' statement about Greek valor to preserve their liberty is inserted in the film, but his mention of Persian valor is omitted. Herodotus' fanciful numbers are used to populate the Persian army, and Plutarch's discussion on Greek women, specifically Spartan women, is inserted wrongly in the dialogue between the misogynist Persian ambassador and the Spartan king. So he's saying, ha, you put it at the wrong place of the film. Again, nobody's saying, oh, throw down those history books and let's go to the theaters. Now, if they were saying that, I would have a problem with that, too. Again, a Hollywood version of a film is still a Hollywood version, and that is that. But when we come back, we'll continue. Again, he's just saying, it's not the historical inaccuracies that bug me, it's the insinuations. And yet he's going to go and start pointing out what he deems to be historical inaccuracies. And again, I think he's just nitpicking, but maybe it's just me. You're more than welcome to weigh in with your thoughts. Stay with us back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
There's a problem with every sign, bargain buildings, weights and pulleys, feathers hit the ground.
Good morning, good evening, my friends. Glad you're here. Tail end of hour number two. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. We're doing some news here, talking about the movie 300, which, if you've seen it, if you've been one of the people who contributed the $100 million to see this film, you're more than welcome to weigh in with your thoughts. It's spectacular. Absolutely phenomenal movie. I loved it, but that's just me. Anyway, we're talking about this. He calls himself a Persian immigrant, which I guess means he's Iranian. Anyway, he teaches at the California State University. Dr. Turaj Darii, writing in the Iranian press, payvand.com, on the 19th, and he is picking apart this film. And again, saying he doesn't care about the historical inaccuracies. He cares about how this is going to be used to tarnish the Persian heritage, as well as be used as a case for war. Okay? And that's his big beef, but he says that, you know, the historical things don't even bother him, but he's spending some time trying to pick them apart. He goes on. Classical sources Classical sources are certainly used, but exactly in all the wrong places or quite naively. However, my response is not so much to the inaccuracies of the film, but rather to its ultimate motive and its possible use in the current issue of war on terrorism. Okay, so again, he states twice in the same paragraph how the historical inaccuracies don't even bother him. It's how this thing is going to be used in the war on terror. Now, let me tell you something. September 11th, 2001, was used to launch the war on terror. Okay? Now, whatever you think about who caused it or whatnot, you know, I think pretty much all of you know my opinion on it thus far. Regardless, that was the reason why the American people went to war. Do you think the American people are going to go to the movies and go, wow, watching these Greeks battle these Persians makes me want to bomb Iran? What? It's completely off base. But yet, this is the kind of nonsense coming out of Iran about this film. And this is not the only story by far. There are dozens of stories like this. But this one was the most humorous, so that's why we're reading it. It goes on. The movie begins by showing an idyllic Sparta, where women go about freely, children play in safety, and become real men by going through the Agoge system. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that as well. As our movie hero, King Leonidas, does. Which, in essence, is when people, and it's a very militaristic society. Anybody that knows anything about history will say that that's the truth. And it's not a society necessarily that we want to emulate. We don't want to be in a system where babies are born and then judged to be worthwhile or not worthwhile. And then if they're unworthy, they're just thrown into this pit to just die of exposure, I guess. So the very fact that this guy is saying that that appeals to white Americans, he's an idiot. He's obviously spent too much time in California. But anyway, we go on. Oh, and then the Agoge system, which, again, not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but that was when they would take the boys who were deemed to be worthy and allowed to advance to the ripe old age of 7, and then taken away from their parents and basically put into military training, in which they would be in that for the majority of their life until they joined the military and so on and so forth. But that's what he's referring to. As our movie hero King Leonidas does. From the distance, an African-looking man with piercings all over his body appears with the head of the king, who had the audacity of resisting Xerxes, the Persian ruler. There are some haphazard exchanges between King Leonidas and the Persian ambassador, who looks like a science fiction freak monster with his Al-Qaeda entourage behind him. Now again, by Al-Qaeda, he means that they have turbans and veils. That equals Al-Qaeda. Anytime you ever see anybody with a veil or a turban, that means Al-Qaeda. So he's telling you, oh, that's nonsense. Okay, well, regardless, we're going to move on. We have to break here for a brief station ID, but we'll be back in about 90 seconds with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.